The Jubal Show on demand.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Pete Eakins calling from City Code Enforcement. I was looking for Eric.
This is him.
Hi, Eric. How are you? I'm not sure if you heard where I was calling from. I'm calling from City Code Reinforcement.
Yes, I'm familiar with your department. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, there is something you can help me with. Why do you think I'm calling you, Eric?
Okay, yeah, I get there's a code you want to enforce. Okay, mm-hmm. But...
Couple codes, actually.
Okay, what mm-hmm. code did I break?
Well, the first code that I need to talk to you about as the head of the City Code Enforcement Team is... Are you familiar with the section on trees?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, then you know that taking down any tree in our fine city without a permit is highly illegal, and a fine will be levied against you if you're caught doing so. So do you want to tell me a little bit about the tree? You want to tell me a little bit about the tree, huh? You want to tell me a little bit just about the tree?
First off, the company that we worked with, they said they filed any paperwork that they needed to file with our insurance company.
Okay.
And if they need... Okay.
And it doesn't sound like you checked that out.
Calm down.
Yep. Didn't know I was going to bring up the tree right away, did you? So you want to tell me a little bit more about the tree? You want to be honest about the tree?
Can you not cut me off?
Do you want to be honest?
I'm trying to explain
to you. Would you like to be honest about the tree?
I am being honest with you. We hired a company to trim it because... The lady in our backyard was demanding that we trimmed it. It wasn't, I did not want to cut the tree down, and it's still back there. So the tree's
the lady
fine.
In the backyard. The lady in the backyard, is her name?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to go ahead and blame it on sweet old that you decided to cut down a tree all willy-nilly with no permit.
Have you talked to this lady? Because I don't think you're describing anybody sweet. She's not sweet. She's
lived here for a long time. One of our oldest residents, actually. So, yes, I talked to her just the other day. And she's the one that alerted me to the codes that need to be enforced.
I'm not surprised.
Do you want to talk more about the tree?
She probably
talk more about the tree?
The tree did not get cut down. Mm. Portions of it were trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the website that I have to go to because I want to send pictures. Whatever I have to do. The tree is not cut down.
Well, now that we've talked about the tree, I'll give you the website. Yes, you can go to the city's website. I'll give you that in a second because you can also send pictures of something else that we need to enforce. There's another code that I need to go over with you. Tell me about the poo. Do you want to talk about the poo? We talked about the tree. Do you want to talk about the poo now? Do you want to talk about the poo?
The poo?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we pick up our dog as soon as they poop on the ground. Mm-hmm. We pick it up and we put it in the bin. And that psycho behind us who called you about our tree, clearly, throws her dog over the fence into our yard and piles it right where we can't see it.
Okay.
I have video footage of her taking a scooper and throwing it over into my yard.
Oh, boy. I wish you wouldn't have told me that.
Why? You should know. What she's doing is illegal, disgusting, and she's clearly lying to you guys.
Is that why you cut the tree branches down? So you get a better shot of her in the shower? I think I need to get the police on the phone now.
Come down here with whatever you want. My neighbor's crazy. You're going to talk to her in person and immediately know that you have been duped. Okay, I don't blame you 100%, but you are kind of a moron and a little bit of a... Bring whoever you want. Bring the whole police department down here. You'll see the tree. You'll see I didn't cut it down. And you'll see this psychopath has been throwing shit over my yard.
Okay, well, I would do that, but I can't because this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you. And your wife set you up.
Holy Allison set me up?
Yes, your wife Allison set you up. She said that you guys recently moved and your neighbor next door is kind of crazy and has been causing all sorts of problems.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. My wife was blaming me for a little bit. She was complaining that I wasn't picking up our dog's poop. And we went in the backyard, we had a set up footage, and we caught our neighbor throwing over dog poop into our yard. It was insane, dude.
The Jubal Show on demand.